Hey, new patient group and Right Chat Nation, welcome inside the broadcast booth and welcome into Season 5, Episode number 10. Shout out over to our YouTube followers over there who are watching this podcast rather than listening to it. Shout out to everybody. Give you a nice wave. There we go. But appreciate all the loyalty, whether you're listening or watching today. As always, appreciate you tuning in to the new patient group and Right Chat podcast. Going to be talking about one that's very dear to my heart, especially from an entrepreneur standpoint, is growing your business while strengthening your marriage. You know, as an entrepreneur, it is a difficult feat to begin with. When you throw a marriage into the equation, you know, some of the listeners out there, maybe your wives or husbands actually work at your business, work at your practice. For others, the majority, this would be the case, they don't, right? The relationship they have with your business or practice is more from a just how you talk about it type of thing. Well, I want to put some spins on it today to make sure, you know, as you grow, your marriage actually grows with it, because it is actually a, and this isn't about a restaurant today, but just an interesting stat for you, the number one divorce rate in the United States of America is from restaurant owners. Restaurants are an insane business to grow. Very busy, very competitive, et cetera, et cetera. Just a hectic work life. But for a lot of you out there, dentists, orthodontists, the people that, you know, doctors that own their own businesses, reps who have quotas that you're getting hit in the face with every single day from your corporations that you work for, it is so easy over the course of time to forget why you fell in love to begin with, whether she fell in love with you and told you first or the other way around. It's so easy, me included, to forget the reasons that our spouses or boyfriend and girlfriends fell in love with us. And as we try to grow our business and all the effort and all the attention and heck, all the love, I mean, if you have a business, at least it should be this way, you have to love it as if it was one of your kids. Now, if you're watching and you don't, that may be one of the reasons you struggle. I mean, we see that all the time where new patient group and or Right Chat, we love the business more than the actual doctor. It's like, hey, engage, doctor. Follow us, follow our lead, love it more than we do. But there are times where we love the business more than they do. It's sad, but it's true. But if that's another lesson in itself that we're not going to dive into today, but if you're somebody out there and you want true success, you better love that business as if it was one of your kids. But, and we all know this by once we have kids, I have two little ones myself. Most of you know that, but maybe this is the first time you've listened to this podcast. The reality is once you have kids, a lot of that love and attention that we used to give our spouse is now directed towards the kid. Well, it's no different whenever you run a business. The reality is a lot of that love and attention is given to the business, and you're worn out at the end of the day. You may be frustrated. You may be growing like crazy, but you may be worn out from the growth. And inevitably what happens is our marriage goes to hell. Well, today we're going to be talking about quite a few things on how to make sure that you strengthen that marriage while growing the business. All right, looking forward to a great one. Shout out to everybody. Before we get started, let's fire up the music.
A practice on almost every corner, and the modern day consumer viewing you as a commodity. So why is it the best time in history to own a practice? The answers are all right here. Welcome to Season 5 of the New Patient Group Audio Experience, a business, marketing, and life coaching podcast dedicated to helping doctors dominate the new economy. And now your host, he's the founder and CEO of New Patient Group, managing partner of Right Chat, and a trusted motivational speaker for the finest companies in the world, Brian Wright.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. Hope it's doing great for you out there. I know we're a little bit late with this month's podcast. If you follow along quite a bit, you know that normally we put one out right around the first business day of every single month. And I've been asked in the past, do I shoot these way in advance? And if you've listened to a lot of podcasts, I've brought this up before. The answer is no. I do these on a month-to-month basis. A lot of times the day before you actually listen to them is the day I do them. I try to keep them as relevant to what's going on as possible. We try to come up with brand new ideas that build off of things we've done in the past. And they're very much a strategic podcast. At the same time, they're very much winged. I mean, I have hundreds upon hundreds of ideas that I want to get into the broadcast booth to talk to you about. So kind of ordering them in a way that makes most sense, we try to do our best. But there are things that get in the way of that. And the whirlwind definitely hit me in September. We're at the NISO event. Shout out to the audience members there. NISO was in Philadelphia I want to give a special thank you to the people that run NISO. You were fabulous. Audience that gave the wonderful feedback. We've already been invited to speak at that event in Montreal next year. So looking forward to delivering some more great, fresh ideas, fresh concepts for those forward-thinking people out there. Looking forward to that. It was great. Great seeing my friends. Just got back a couple days ago from the Orthodontic Partners event over in Scottsdale. Scott, it was great meeting you, who's the founder of it, Dr. Jamie Reynolds, Dr. Scott, Dr. James, all of you that are my friends, Dr. Stu Frost. Stu, it was great seeing you, hanging out with a lot of the reps, dental monitoring people. So DM had me speak, and we talked about, and I presented debunking the biggest myths surrounding remote monitoring of patients. And that is going to be a podcast that's upcoming. We're actually going to do an on-demand course. If you're watching on the YouTube station, on-demand course, of course, is right behind me. We're going to be delivering that. Had several audience members. And those, look, if you know me personally, you know this. A very humble guy. I'm very appreciative for what I have and the opportunity to speak and help people. But the reality of the situation is I want to be good on stage. And I want to be good on stage for all of you. You know, if you suck, it's not going to help you very much. It's not going to be memorable. It's not going to motivate you to go back to your practice, back to your business, and actually do this stuff, which it inevitably is the reason why this stuff works. Well, we had multiple people come up after the event in Scottsdale that I just got back from saying, without doubt, the best I've ever seen. Thank you so much. And it was awesome. And that is what we get. If you look at consistently when we speak and when I go on stage, we consistently get best ever, best ever, best ever. And if you've listened to, this is not a me thing. This is a passionate about what we put together and the amount of content we produce. It's passion behind wanting to help you. And if we're the best you've ever seen, that's going to help you. And that's the only thing I care about. That if you look at event after event after event, people tell us this. And the reason they tell us, I'm convinced, goes back to the last three podcasts we've done. As you know, we're coming off of kind of a three podcast theme of looking outside your industry. If you want clinical help, there's nobody better than to go to your clinical friends. If you want anything above and beyond the clinical help, you've got to go outside your industry. We're coming off that. And that's the stuff that we present. It's very different and very fresh compared to what consultants in the industry that come from the practice environment that are in the bubble, as well as all of you being clinicians, you're in the bubble. And when you're in the practice bubble, it's hard to read the label. And that is why I'm convinced. And I want to say also thank you, you know, to the OP, Orthodontic Partners people for having me in. Thank you for dental monitoring for having me speak. Great future there. And it was just great seeing everybody. A lot of other things. I want to shout out to, you know, the people that I've seen, doctors, new patient group family members who I've been in the practice the last couple months and will be over the next couple months as well. Shout out to you. You know, keep up the good work. Obviously, a weird year, everybody out there, with the economy being down. It's one of the reasons why we did the podcast a couple months ago about the worst marketing mistake you can make in a down economy. That podcast actually is going to be spun off into multiple ideas in the future as well. So that's the beauty. If you're a Star Wars fan out there, you know how every episode, basically, you could look at that and go, wow, you know, whether you liked it or not, it's a different story. But you could look at it and go, I can see how they could make 5 or 10 more movies or TV series on Netflix about that. And that's kind of within these podcasts. It's the same way as we kind of, you know, I have a set title, a set idea, if you will. But one of the reasons why people are drawn to this podcast, they've told us, is it's more of a contemporary radio show. You know, it's not just I'm reading off of presentation. You know, there's a lot of other, like the Star Wars example I just gave. I didn't plan on talking to you about that. But how these can be spun off into a lot of different ideas. And it excites me because if you look at our podcast notes and titles, I mean, we have ideas that'll take us through season 15. And the more you read and the more you study and the better you become, the more we can refine ideas and make them better and revisit them. So all is good. Let's dive in today. You know, we're going to be talking about strengthening your marriage while growing your business. You know, strengthening, or you could say growing your marriage while strengthening your business. I mean, you really could have titled this a million different ways, really, or multiple different ways. And this one's passionate because this is something that I fall into the trap of. You know, remember, just because I'm back here teaching it doesn't mean that I'm perfect at it, right? The commitment, and a lot of times what I may be better at than you, is my commitment to getting better at it. you know, being coachable, realizing that there's a lot of books, a lot of ideas out there, and you should constantly be in those and constantly be innovating and constantly getting better. Doesn't matter who's better. It's just the one that is committed to getting better. That inevitably is the one that is going to win, right? The infinite-minded over the finite-minded CEO, which there's going to be a podcast about what I just said right there. Perfect example of the spinoffs, if you will, with all the different ideas. But today, you know, if you look at back in time, take your boyfriend as it stands today, your girlfriend as it stands today, but inevitably this is more for, like I said at the top, more than anything, it's for the people that are married, because you obviously get it. And then if you're married and you have kids, you're going to get this even more, especially as the kids get older, you're going to get this even more. Is it becomes really, really difficult to love your spouse the way you did in the beginning when you own a business, because more of the love, if you will, more of the effort, more of the grind, more of the frustration, more of the appreciation goes into one of your best kids, and that is the business you own. And who a lot of times takes the brunt of that is your spouse. Now, I'm going to kind of paint a picture for a minute for all of you to think about this, because it's so true. And until you really think about it, there's really no way, or I don't think people actually sit and go, yeah, okay, that's right, because it's just not brought up. Is you ask yourself, what is the day that you fell in love with your spouse? You know, you take Kristen and I, you know, what is the day and what is the time where you said, okay, I love her? Or what is the day she said that about me? And the reality of the situation is there isn't a given time that you can go back to, and you can't say, yes, it was 4 o'clock on Tuesday the 31st, Brian. That is when I said to myself, I love Kristen. And it's not like that at all. And the beauty of what I'm going to be talking about today shouldn't be that long, but the beauty of what I'm going to be talking about today is it's so true. Whether you want to strengthen your relationships or whether you want to strengthen your business, the journey is so far more important than any one given event. And you go back to the question I asked about what is the day that you fell in love with that person? It doesn't really exist, right? It's a series of consistent events that happen over a given course of time that one day you woke up and you said, I'm in love with this person. But that day you woke up and you said that, it wasn't just that day, right? It's these little drips over time, right? As an example, let's say you are married to somebody and they also have a job. You know, imagine, and this is something I fall into the trap of a lot, but we shouldn't. Where in the beginning in relationships, let's say you both come home and one of you had, it was the best day ever at work. Maybe you got promoted. Maybe you got a bonus. Maybe if you're in sales out there, you got 5 new customers, whatever it may be. Something really great happened. Your other spouse, meanwhile, who works, came home and they just had a crappy day. Whatever it is, it just the day sucked. Well, the reality of the situation is when we're early on in our relationships, we're very much more in a situation where the one spouse that had the good day doesn't even bring it up because they're just willing to sit there and listen. No matter how long the conversation, no matter how much that person is being a grump about it, no matter what, we just sit there and we listen, right? We let that person vent. We let that person tell us how crappy the day's been or how crappy the week is. And we don't even bring up our good day. Now, eventually, I'm sure we do. But at that moment in time, we realize that our good day is not something that's worth talking about. And remember, beginning in relationships, if you go to the refrigerator and you're going to get a bottle of water, whatever it may be, an apple, whatever it is, you go to the refrigerator and you're going to get something for yourself. What do you also do? You also were more likely in the beginning of the relationship to get something out of that refrigerator for your spouse, for your other, if you will. Or at least before you went there, and let's say you're going to walk across the house from the bedroom to the refrigerator to get something, you're more willing to go, you know, Kristen, or whoever your spouse's name is, I'm going to use her name a lot today because that's my wife's name. Do you want anything? You know, sweetie, do you want anything from the refrigerator? Do you want anything from the pantry? Is there anything I can get you while I'm up? And when you're in this honeymoon dating phase, which is another podcast in itself, is the honeymoon phase of business. And that is going to be, I don't know, next season, whenever, but it's another one. is when you're in the honeymoon phase, when you're boyfriend and girlfriend, and that's why this is specifically really, even though you can relate regardless, this is really for people in marriages, because when you're dating, you are still somewhat in that honeymoon phase. You hold hands walking down the parking lot, you know, to wherever you're going. It is a complete different thing. And people used to tell Kristen and I that, and I was just kind of like, yeah, whatever, you know. And it's just like when a parent says something to the kid, the kid's like, yeah, whatever, until they figure it out themselves. Same way with that, is that if you're in the honeymoon phase and you're just boyfriend, girlfriend, you can't relate to a lot of the things I've already talked about and I'm going to continue to talk about. So what happens in the relationship is there's these constant little drips in the beginning of consistency. And those drips, slowly but surely, turn into love. Early on in Kristen and my's relationship, she had mono. And while she had mono, Ebony, who was her roommate at the time, they were dancing together on the Houston. So when I met Kristen, she had just gotten done with her professional dance career. She had just gotten off the Houston Rockets. Well, Ebony was still on the dance team. And for those of you who maybe listen to this podcast and go to Rockets games, maybe you're in Houston or you follow the NBA, her friend Ebony actually was the one that did the dunks at the Rockets games at halftime. And she would jump off trampolines, do flips. I mean, freak athlete. I mean, it's ridiculous. Obviously, the trampoline helps you gain some airtime, but it doesn't help you flip through the air and contort your body in the way she would do and slam it. I mean, it was incredible. But she had the flu. So we had Ebony with the flu and Kristen with mono. And that lasted about a week's time. And I stayed with them the whole time. Now, I don't know how to this day I didn't get sick throughout that process, but I didn't. But I was falling in love with Kristen. I knew she was the one at the time. Now, whether or not she knew that about me, I have no idea. But as the story goes, she will tell you that was kind of the final straw. Like, hey, look, I knew this guy, or I had thoughts this guy was the right one. But the fact he stuck with me and stayed with me for an entire week going through mono, and having my roommate that had flu at the same time, I think that's what pushed it over the edge. But the reality of the situation was, is if I just showed up one day and stayed with her for a week, that wouldn't have pushed it over the edge. Like, that wouldn't have been enough drips. It would have been really nice. But leading up to then, there had been constant drips of just consistency, of generosity, of just gestures of how much I like this person and how much I want to be with her. Matter of fact, after our very first date, I had sent her a text message and basically, you know, invited myself for a second date. I'm like, hey, let me get my dog. My dog was Riley at the time. Riley's black lab. She's passed away by now. And, you know, I basically invited us, brought us together in memorial for day two. I invited myself basically to her brother's wedding. Like, I wasn't going to go away from this girl. And I was constantly hitting her with these drips. Well, what happens with the drips over the course of time is that is how you fall in love. Like I was talking about in the beginning, it is not one given incident where you go, I love this person. It's the drips. It's the consistency. And unfortunately, as the honeymoon phase goes away, and as you're an entrepreneur and your business gets busier and you become more successful, with that comes a lot of headaches that oftentimes don't exist in the beginning. Like, as an example, you know, Kristen and I met right when I was starting New Patient Group. It was like right in that deal. And obviously, New Patient Group was small. I mean, it was just me. You know, we got our first customer, and then we got a few more from some nice Invisalign people in Houston. We started building the company. And of course, you have headaches when you're an entrepreneur that has a brand new company. Headaches like, hey, I'm not making as much money as I want to. Hey, is the company even going to be around? You know, you face those type challenges as opposed to now, how do we keep the company, the feel of the company? Just how do we keep the same attention on the customer? How do we keep rocking and rolling? How do we keep our innovative mindset that we're so known for? How do we constantly come up with new stuff? How do we, you know, see if we're speaking at events? How do we do all of these things? You know, how do we manage the money? How do we invest the money? How do we, you know, use the money for advertising dollars? How do we invest the money back into the customers that we have? You start having this constant 24/7 business life cycle that doesn't end. a new patient group for me as a company where without me being involved, it doesn't work. And because of that, the more it grows, the more of my time is taken away, which means more of my time from my wife is taken away. And the reason I bring this up is it's the same way with a lot of you and how you have your businesses set up. You know, you can think back in time to early on in your marriage, early on in your relationship, and you probably can relate back to a lot of the things I'm talking about. Maybe you were more likely to walk into the kitchen and bring something back as a surprise. You were more likely to surprise her with flowers and gifts and cards on her birthday. You're more likely to maybe take her to dinner on a date night than you are now as your business is growing. Maybe you're a practice out there and you have a brand new practice and you're worried about the things I just talked about, the same thing new patient group was worried about in the beginning. You know, being around tomorrow, paying the bills. You know, how are you going to get customers through the door, patients, whatever you want to call them? How do you get them to say yes to you? If they do say yes and you want to do clear aligners, but they can only put $500 down and you don't have another $1,000 or $2,000, you know, to cover the lab fee, how do you still say yes and take that business? Because you should. And that's going to be a whole episode about transactional thinking coming up in the future. You're going through the same concerns that every entrepreneur that starts a brand new business is going through. No different. But then as you start to grow, there's different headaches, right? There's hiring headaches. There's HR headaches. There's training headaches. There's firing headaches. It's where do I spend my money? Where do I invest my money? Which that's why if you go back to a lot of the things in podcasts throughout the seasons here, most of you are spending your money outside your doors when you're supposed to be spending the money inside your doors. Big mindset shift, as so many of the podcast listeners out there, so many of you know. So as your business grows, so do the headaches. And as it grows, more and more of your attention is on those headaches and it's taken away from the person that is supposed to mean more than anything, and it's your spouse. Now, if your spouse happens to actually work at the practice, that comes with a whole host of other potential issues. And I'm not going to dive too much into those issues today, but for those of you who, you know, maybe the wife works in the practice, she's the accountant. Or the wife works in the practice, she's the TC or office manager. Or vice versa. Maybe it's a him and her, whatever. You know the headaches that also comes with. Now you're getting hit kind of with a triple whammy. You've got your business. You've got your wife. And you also have an employee who's your wife. And your spouse, or your husband and your spouse. That's a triple whammy situation. So what if your conversion's in the tank and your wife is your TC? Well, a lot of times that situation is much more difficult to handle than your TC, who's your employee, for obvious reasons. Now, a lot of people that are new patient group customers, the husband-wife thing actually works beautifully, and I commend you, but the majority of businesses and the majority of practices, that is not the case. That is, in the majority, a recipe for major disaster, for obvious reasons and not obvious reasons. But you take these drips of consistency that we offer each other from a spouse point of view, early on in the relationship, and you take these drips and they slowly but surely fade away. And they start to slowly but surely fade away. And we don't even realize it a lot of times, because most of the time, it's not an overnight thing where they're just cut off. It's just a little bit less. And then the weeks go by and it's a little bit less. And every time it's a little bit less, usually the business is getting a little bit more of our attention. And this is the same way and why to grow a business successfully, it's not about one given moment. You can't put your finger on and say, boom, this exact thing right here at 3 o'clock on Tuesday the 22nd of March or whatever month you want to pick is the reason I'm successful. That doesn't exist. It's a whole series of events. It's a shift in mindset. Little drips. And it's why we do things on stage And this is another reason why I think we get the feedback is because we're teaching something and I present it on stage in a way that you have never heard before. It is very different than what all the other speakers are going to talk about at any given event that you go to. And it's going to be presented differently as well. And that is why you love it. For anybody that's forward thinking, that is. Because my intention is to go up there and deliver reality to you and scare you a little bit. But these drips at your business, doing your marketing right, focusing inside your doors, at least 70% of your advertising budget should be reinvested to improve your number one thing in this world, and it's your body, it's your brain, it's your skill sets. You should always invest money in those to improve those because you can control those. You know, you do a little bit of phone training, a little bit of sales training, hospitality experience training, business mindset coaching, life coaching, which today is more on the life side, but it's very much tied into the business. Those two are intertwined. I've taught that for years. You can't have one without the other. Doesn't work. And just like successful marriages, I see some of our clients with really, really strong marriages. I look up to it a lot. It's enjoying the journey. The ups and downs, the bumps and bruises, all of those are going to happen, but it's enjoying the journey along the way. And that's really, really hard to do as a business owner, is enjoy the bumps and bruises, the ups and downs. Because this year, you know, most of the new patient group clients, you're up. And you're up without advertising because your focus is exactly what a couple months podcast ago was constantly plugging leaky holes, reducing your no-shows, converting another 5% higher than you are today, following up with people that didn't buy better, those type of things. But there's also some of you out there who are down, but you're not down a lot because your focus is still around the conversion. So it's keeping you from an absolute tank year. It's protecting you from that. But what you have to do, even in these down times, is you've got to find a way to enjoy it. You've got to find a way to drip things into your business consistently that allow your business to succeed during down times and absolutely kick everyone's ass during the up times. And that's no different with the relationship. It's no different than the spouse. Is you've got to find ways to consistently drip things that are going to make your spouse feel great. Let me paint this. Let me paint an image for you out there. You know, we'll bring sports into the equation. A lot of times, as a fan, fans, in a weird way, actually feel more stress and pressure than the players. And the reason that's the case is because as a fan, we have absolutely zero control over the outcome. Now, you could make the argument that's a reason why you shouldn't feel any stress or pressure at all. In a perfect world, that's the case. If you can't control it, you shouldn't feel stressed about it at all. But the reality of the situation is, and I will tell you, I could sit here and tell you 50 stories from 50 different famous entrepreneurs, and I feel the same way. It's the things that I can't control that stress me out the most. Because I know the things I can control, those things are going to come, they're going to work out just fine. Maybe not right away, it may be a long-term thing, but they're going to work out because I'll do whatever it takes to make it work out. But the things that you can't control, that stresses me out beyond imagination, but it shouldn't. So you go back to the fans having no control over the situation and stressing out with, you know, you're in baseball playoffs are coming, you know, Houston Astro guy, we're here in Houston. You know, and you take a 2-2 pitch or a 3-2 pitch with the bases loaded and a tie game in the bottom of the ninth inning or whatever inning it is. And you feel tense and pressure. You want your team to win. You want that outcome to be perfect, but you can't control it. And this happens a lot of times with our spouses because they have absolutely no control. Now, they do more, obviously, if they're involved in your business, but the reality is most don't. And that's what we're going to focus on today. They have little to no control over the outcome of the business. So in a weird way, and I see it a lot, there's a lot of spouses that actually stress more about the business than the actual business owner who does have control over a lot of it. You know, take my wife. You know, my wife hears a lot from me, and I try to keep a lot of it from her, but I don't because, you know, she's my best friend and we talk a lot. So she hears, obviously, the good stuff, but she also hears the frustrations and my complaints and, you know, the bumps, the bruises, if you will. And I can tell a lot of times, you know, she's willing to listen, but she doesn't really want to hear it. Why? Because there's nothing she can do about it because it's causing me pain and she can't fix it. And what you have to remember for all your spouses in your practice out there is exactly that. You know, when you're rocking and rolling, things are awesome. Of course, you should be delivering that information to them. But what you have to remember is the stress it puts on them whenever you're not having the year you want or a month that's crap or whatever it may be. Who gets the brunt of it? A lot of times it's the woman at home. Or, you know, again, if you're a guy doctor, your wife also has a job. If you're a girl doctor, your husband also has another job, whatever it may be. Who inevitably gets the brunt when the things are not good at your business, and it's usually your spouse. And it makes it really difficult if you have a spouse out there that works who's not the doctor. It makes it really hard because you also have to remember in the months that are rocking and rolling and doing really great and you want to talk about it, well, the month may not be going good for her or him, your spouse, at whatever job they're doing. And again, in the beginning of the relationship, you would have been more willing to listen to that and not bring up your good. But years into the marriage, years into your practice, your business life cycle, that drip of love, of just sitting there listening to the other person, slowly but surely goes away to the point where it becomes all about yourself. And again, I am to fault about that particular example. One of the things, if you're an avid follower, and I used to just say, look, if this is what you want, we'll help you get there. Now I know, in order to be a really successful customer with our coaching, I now avidly try to convince every single person we have as a customer to set their business up in a way where you can grow and you can reduce the chaos along the way. And there's a very specific formula. As a matter of fact, the Brian Wright live session I'm doing this month, don't miss it. It's October 13th. Sign up for it. Go to our website. It's under the events tab as one of the main menus on our website. Sign up for it. And it's the $2 million two-employee practice, or now the $3 million three-employee practice. Is setting up every single thing within your practice that is completely different than how the industry has always done it. And setting it up in a way that as you grow, there's less stress, not more. There's less employee headaches, not more. There's less training headaches, not more. There's less advertising dollars, not more. All positive for the business owner. And even though they don't initially think it, once they hear the presentation, this presentation is also for the employees. Because as the business owner, it's easy to have 2, 4, 5 employees and be a great leader than it is trying to be a leader to 15 employees and just doing the rinse, wash, repeat cycle over and over again. Because what you have to remember is you're sort of married to your employees as well. And that honeymoon phase we all go through with our spouse, our wife, our boyfriend, our girlfriend, whatever it may be, that also happens with employees. You know, initially, if you have a new business or you hire somebody new and things are going great, it's so easy to do things for employees. Bonus them, say thank you, show appreciation, do things with them when things are going well. But when the you-know-what hits the fan and things aren't going well, a lot of times that appreciation goes away, the leadership goes away, the aggravation mounts. And the next thing you know, you're treating the employees the exact same way that you're treating the spouse. The consistency that went in to create the culture, the love inside your business is the same type things, the consistency, the drips, all of those things that get somebody to fall in love with you in the first place. And these consistent drips over the course of time become harder and harder the shorter our attention spans are. You know, if you've seen me on stage, listen to the podcast, you've heard the Microsoft study that we have a shorter attention span than a goldfish. I think the study is 8 seconds. Goldfish is 1 second shorter than or longer than ours, or shorter than ours. Excuse me, or whatever I just said. I don't know. I don't know if I said that stat right. I don't have it in front of me, but we as humans have a 1 second less attention span than a goldfish. And as our attention spans get worse and we're more distracted than ever before, all of these consistent drips over the course of time that make our business so damn successful because we're doing it consistently, little bits at a time, and making it stick. And what makes that a success and dominate the competition is the exact same thing that got your wife, your husband, to fall in love with you in the first place that you are no longer doing now, most likely. Or if you're still newly married, thinking about getting married, these are the things to run proactively to make sure that those drips don't go away. And again, they're so hard. Just because, you know, the people love to talk about the consumer attention span, well, guess what? You're a consumer. So is your spouse. So the shorter the attention span, the harder the focus. The harder the focus is on little drips at a time because you try to get these big wins tomorrow, which never work, unless you're extremely lucky. This is why whenever you're watching our content, it must be done together. There's a whole podcast talking about how corporations and their mindset destroy small business owners. And I'm going to tie that into watching our videos. If you're a member, private client, doesn't matter. When you're watching our videos, there is a very specific recipe for success. I'm going to be talking about it in there. But as it relates now, doing it together in small little pieces of content build the overall picture of kicking everybody's butt. But you have to have the vision of what it looks like. But it's the small drips. Again, you're not going to wake up one day and go, boop, on January 1st, 2022 or 23, whenever, this is when the videos on demand and the training of new patient group made my practice successful. That's never going to happen. Same thing with Right Chat. You're not going to go on August 17th, 2023, Right Chat officially made my practice successful. No. It's with Right Chat. It's consistency over time. We answered two new patient calls this month for you that you otherwise would have missed, never known about it, remoted into your software, scheduled them, boom. You just got two more opportunities this month than you otherwise would have had. Now, is that a game changer? No. But next month, when we get one for you, and the following month when we get five, and the following month when we may get none, and then the following month we get one, and then the next month we get seven, what's happening is you're getting drips of opportunities over the course of time that you never would have had to eventually where it makes you an extreme success. Same exact thing I was talking about on the front end with your spouse. There is not a day and time where you said, I love this girl or I love this guy. That did not happen. It's these drips. One day, you bought her flowers. She didn't expect the flowers, but one day you did it. And maybe it was before, obviously, you were living together, or before you were living together. And then you took her out to a nice romantic dinner and spent the night together at a really fancy hotel. It doesn't have to be fancy, but you know what I mean. It could be any hotel for that matter. And when you started getting to the point in your relationship where you were staying at her apartment, you did things for her. You got out of bed early in the morning and you went and grabbed, an orange juice for yourself. And you also brought her one, or you at least asked if she wanted one. Or you woke up in the morning and you didn't look at your cell phone. Instead, you looked at your spouse and you said, "Hey, baby, how you doing? Good morning." Hell, that's a lesson in itself. Think about spouses out there. You wake up in the same bed. What do you do in the morning? A lot of people check their phones. So basically, you're letting the phone dictate your morning. I will not open up text messages early in the morning. Won't do it. There's a lot of reasons, but I will not let that give me direction in the morning. I give me direction in the morning. That's a time efficiency strategy of billionaires, by the way, that eventually, those of you who are new patient group private clients or on-demand members, there's an entire course that will be built out around that. That's one of those, again, we're finishing up our new patient experience course. And if you go to the new patient group website and you look under courses to buy, you will see new patient experience as one of the options. Right now, you can only get that as a member, but it will become a standalone purchase. But our private clients out there, you're going to be put through that entire course whenever we're officially done with it. And because I get to be home all week, this is the week I want to finalize that and eventually get it, or this week by Sunday, have it 100% done. Think about all the things that you did for your spouse early on in the relationship that you no longer do. Think about a lot of the things you did for your business early on in its relationship that you might no longer do. Or all the things that your business is now taking away from, time-wise, attention-wise, from your spouse. And this is why a little bit ago I was bringing up, I try to convince people to set their business up in a very specific way that I know works for this economy, and that's very different than what's ever been done before. Because if you truly love your spouse and you say to yourself, "I want more time to be with her, I want more time to be with my kids, I want more family time, I want more me time," you can't be a heavy braces practice. Analog processes. Because growth is great, but all growth is going to do is take you further and further away from the person you claim to love. It's like a lawyer. Not all, but a lot of lawyers, just like doctors, not all, but many of you make a lot of money. That's one of the challenges I have, dripping constant mindset changes to a lot of you out there. Because unless you're very forward-thinking, you have it in your mind that you make $500,000 a year, $450,000 a year, $700,000 a year, $1 million+ a year. So you've convinced yourself you're awesome and that there's not another way to do it. When I see you making $1 million a year, I know you should make $2 million a year and be a lot less chaotic at the same time. See, I see it from a completely different set of lenses. But what do most of you do? You're accepting the chaos as you grow. You're like, "Yeah, that's just part of it." Like a lawyer. It's like, "Yeah, you know, for me to make $1 million instead of 700 last year, lawyers have to work that much more." Now, of course, they could hire associates to where they're doing the work and they're taking the money, you know, the overseeing lawyer. Of course, that's always an option as a doctor, but you also know, again, how many headaches that comes with. For those of you who have tried it, you know. Corporations out there that I have good relationships, like a Jamie Reynolds as an example, like, you know, the more clinicians that you have to deal with, it doesn't get easier, it gets harder. The more people you have to deal with, when you even you hire the best clinician, you're still dealing with more employees. It's hard. Now, it's also very worthwhile, but it's hard. But the family-owned practice in this economy has to be and function differently. For success, one, but also to give you your time back to where you're not doing ClinChecks every single night or you're not doing ClinChecks on the weekends. Like, how nice would it be that the business was on autopilot, it was growing, people weren't bombarding the office, and there's going to be podcasts about actually how to make this happen. Today's not about that. Today's about motivating you to create a business and do the do these little drops of consistency over the course of time to build a successful business and set it up in a way to where you can love your spouse more. The same things that got her to fall in love with you to begin with are the exact same things that are going to get you to have a kick-ass business. No different. It's the small drips. It's consistency. The word that human beings are so, so bad at. Consistency. It's not exciting. It's not it's not flamboyant. It's not going to catch headlines. But it's what you need to grow your business and strengthen your marriage. Set your business up in a way, everybody, that as you grow, you can dump these more consistent items into it to keep growing. But it allows you to get back to the roots of what made her fall in love with you to begin with by doing the same drips that you would do for your business because you love it, the same drips that you would do for her. And I will tell you this, the drips of consistency that make your business successful are the same type drips that are going to make your marriage successful and stronger as you grow and not the other way around. I see it. I said it at the top. Restaurant owners have the number one divorce rate in the United States of America. But entrepreneurs have a very high divorce rate compared to the rest in general. So you take all the businesses. Late nights, you work 24/7. You are the chief everything officer. You have everything on your shoulders. When things go bad, it's your fault. When things go good, you very rarely get any credit. You have, you know, team members that will blame you when times are down, like I said, but not give you props when you're up. That is being an entrepreneur. It is a 24/7, never-ending life cycle that sucks you dry. But at the same time, it's awesome. And if you're not one out there, you may have listened to what I just said and say, how in the hell could it be awesome when what you just said? But it's awesome. You're in control of your destiny if you put your right efforts in the right places. But as you're doing this, and as you're working endlessly, and as you're patting yourself in the back or punching yourself in the face, and as you're growing the business, the person that you love the most gets replaced by the kid, hence your business, that takes all of your attention. And that's fine for a while. Your spouse should support that, but it can't last forever. And that's why so many entrepreneurs go through these divorces, or they go through bad marriages, or their marriage falls apart. Maybe you stay together, but you're miserable. Because you can't take the time to drip the same things to her that you have to do for your business if you're setting your business up in a way that sucks you dry as you grow. And again, going back to the Brian Wright Live session, the $2 million two-employee practice that we're doing this week, show up. If you're a podcast listener and you don't sign up for that, I'm just going to tell you, I'm disappointed in you. You got to take action. Because it's going to teach you how to set your business up in a way where you're going to be on easy street your whole life. And it's going to be so different than what your competition deals with and make you so unique compared to when they walk in your doors compared to theirs, or even before they do for that matter. They're going to see the uniqueness you provide, which means you can charge more, which means you don't need as many patients, which means et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No negatives. Your spouse is taking a lot of hits with the ups and downs of your business. And the consistency that got her to fall in love with you to begin with is the same consistency your business must have. And you must have a vision of what it can look like down the road 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. And you must be willing to stick with that vision. A lot of psychology around why that is very difficult for people that is coming up. Don't know when, but it's coming up. A lot of different terminologies behind it. Get back to the roots. when the economy is crap like it is very difficult to stick with the vision of consistent drops because you're looking for this big hit, baby. You know, we're down however much we're down. How are we going to get up? We got to have huge months. It's not about that. It's about minimizing the downs. You know, in baseball, there's a saying, you know, you win 3-game series, you take 2 out of 3, and you either split or definitely don't get swept in 4-game series, and you're going to win divisions, right? It's these little consistent formulas. And it's the same way for the business. It's the same way for your spouse. It's these little consistent formulas that will make you win, that will strengthen your marriage along the journey. A lot of times we say some of the worst things that we could say to our loved ones. We don't say them to enemies. We say them to the people that we're supposed to love the most. And we say those things to them, not because it's at them, but sometimes it is. Sometimes the little things that got her to fall in love with you to begin with are the things now that annoy you. Not her, but it's like rubbing her feet, going and getting her something from the refrigerator when maybe you don't need anything. You know, earlier I was saying go in there when you're getting something for yourself, but what about going there when you don't even need anything? You're just offering, hey, can I go get you something? Well, a lot of times those consistent drips that got her to fall in love with you, you're looking at that now as an annoyance. Why? Because you've already got 18,000 things to do for your business. This is just one more. But I can tell you, unequivocally, those are the drips that are going to consistently strengthen your marriage. So if you don't grow your business in a way that is going to allow you to do those things for your wife as you grow, so if you're growing and those things are now a nuisance for you, or you're not growing, and usually when you're not growing, those things become even more of a nuisance for you, that's a problem. It's a perfect formula of growing apart. And then the next thing you know, you're officially apart. You say to yourself, well, Brian, how do I need to set up the business? And that is what the Brian Wright Live session is this week. Go to the website, go to our events, drop down Brian Wright Live, click it, you'll see the short description, sign up for it. If you're a podcast listener, I want you there. Because this podcast cannot go through another hour, hour and a half like that will. That's not what the podcasts are for. As an actionable item from this podcast, I want you to look back at the things that got you to fall in love with to begin with. Why did she fall in love with you? Think about those things and ask yourself, are you doing them just as much or more? The answer is most likely no. And because that answer is most likely no, you're not strengthening your marriage. You've got to love her more than you love the business. But you've got to love the business as if it was one of your kids. In Formula One, entrepreneurs out there, it's unbelievable to me. Maybe you're a newer podcast listener, new patient group customers, not worried about you here, especially the long-term ones. It is unbelievable how a lot of your businesses out there are your redheaded stepchild. This is a podcast in itself, off cuff here. Your business is your kid. You are an entrepreneur. No longer are the days, I'm going to be a clinician, I'm going to be rich. Gone. You're a business owner. You're an entrepreneur. You chose to do it yourself instead of work for a corporation. Good for you. But now you better love every single ounce of that business. You better be obsessed with it, and you better have oversight of everything. Doesn't mean you're doing everything, but you better have oversight of everything. That is what a small business owner does. Call it a control freak, whatever, but the reality of the situation is that is your baby. No one will ever love your baby the way you do, and you better be obsessed with it. But while you have that obsession over your baby, and you'll do anything for it, you'll die for it, you'll do whatever it takes to protect that baby and watch it blossom and grow, this is why being a great parent is very similar to what makes a great leader inside a business. That is a podcast coming as well. The same thing that makes you a great parent and grow beautiful and blossom beautiful children into productive adults is the exact same way leaders do it inside their business. Virtually no difference. But you cannot do it at the expense of your spouse. Really, the inevitable lesson today, outside of the actionable item I'm giving you to go do. And this is how life coaching and business are one. There is no separation between the two. There should be a terminology that's just one that combines them both. Everything that happens in your personal life affects your business. Everything that happens in your business life affects your life. It's just the reality of the situation. Like I said earlier, if your business is crap, you're likely to take it out on your wife, even though she's got nothing to do with it. She's now, and that's obviously not one of the drips that got her to fall in love with you in the first place. But who takes it? Her. Because she loves you, so she's willing to. But there's only so much of those kind of drips before your marriage goes to crap. And it's easy for somebody to sit there, hey, you got to love each other. You got to keep the drips. Well, no kidding, Sherlock. But you have got to pay attention. And if you really want your business to grow, you've got to commit to little consistent drops. If you want your marriage to grow while that's happening, you've got to commit to the little consistent drops that got her to fall in love with you to begin with. And you cannot commit to those if you're running a business that's sucking you dry every single chance it gets. You cannot do it if you're committed to the same old crap orthodontics dentistry has dealt with for life, where you're so busy that you can't even find time to block in the schedule to slow things down and work on your business. You can't do it with a packed waiting room, phones ringing off the hook, analog processes, PDF paperwork that people have to print out, insurance being verified by people within your practice, clinical chairs packed to the gills, you being pulled all over the place and have to be the business owner, dealing with reps, dealing with where to spend dollars, all of that stuff, huge teams, all of that stuff that I'm convinced doctors love bragging about. Because that's what it used to be like. You go to the AAO and you pound in your chest with a team of 15. You've got these t-shirts on advertising your practice. You talk about how busy you are. You talk about how much money you're making. You talk about the chaos. And your other friends that are clinical, your clinical peers, and this is a podcast coming as well, about how your clinical peers are sabotaging your success. Your clinical peers, you know, this confirmation bias, if you will, where they're all going, yeah, me too. You know, that's successful. That's just what we got to do. We committed to this. And the next thing you know, you have this world where you think it's normal. It's not normal. All of that stuff doesn't have to happen. It's always been that way. It doesn't have to be that way. And that model that I just described, it's impossible to put your customer first. Your employees first, which, by the way, you better drip the employees as well with these little acts of kindness, these little acts of love, these little acts of leadership, because it very much applies to them too. Story for another time. Strengthen your marriage while growing your business. The business has got to be set up in a way to allow it to happen, but at the same time, it's got to be the other way around. You've got to understand the drips that got her to fall in love with you are the same type drips that are going to make you a successful entrepreneur. And as the drips are taken away from her and replaced over on the business side, it's not going to work. Go back, do the actionable item, like I said. Join us for the Brian Wright live session coming up this week. Go check out the time. It's a Zoom. It's online, of course. I want you to be there because I want you to learn how to set the business up in a way that's going to allow you to focus more on strengthening your marriage. doing the things that got you guys to fall in love with in the first place. Because one of the things that you will find is the stronger your marriage, the more your business growth. And that's what I want to end on today. I see it time and time again with our clients, and I see it time and time again with my companies. The stronger Kristen and I are, the better the companies do. The stronger my doctor's relationships are with their respective spouse, her or guy, whatever it is, the stronger their business is. The last thing you need is a chaos as an entrepreneur and a chaos in the house. Strengthen your marriage while growing your business. Love you all. Hope this kind of motivated you. Change your mindset around some things. Got you to think about some things that you may otherwise have not. The Brian Wright Live Session, the $2 million two-employee practice, will help teach you how to set the business up in a way that will help you rethink the things that are going on inside your doors and out for that matter. Give your spouse a hug. Do some things for your spouse today that you may not have done in a while or this week. Strengthen that marriage. Grow the business. Thanks for everyone's support. We're going to be coming back. We have one more podcast for the year in November. Remember, we usually don't do one in December. So most likely, we've got one more podcast coming your way this year. So looking forward to a great November episode. Looking forward to, look, it's the end of the year. And you can choose, for those of you who aren't with us out there that listen to this, you can choose to spend your money to the IRS. Hopefully you don't. But you can choose that and watch them throw it down the drain and do nothing for anybody. Or you can invest that money in your business, because we're 1099s. We're free. Everything you're paying us, you'd be paying the IRS, or at least a lot of it. Invest that. Grow your business. Make 2023 the year you work with us. Let us help you on the life side, the business side, the training side, the marketing side. Let's tie this whole business journey in together into a beautiful image. Contact us, reach out, but most importantly, join the Brian Wright Live session coming up this week. Go check it out again, Brian Wright Live under events, so I can teach you the inner workings of redefining, reimagining, reinventing what the successful practice looks like. Doesn't have to be chaos. Neither does your life in terms of what you and your spouse go through. Strengthen the marriage, grow the business. Love you all. We'll see you in November. Bye-bye.